I'm Sari Kimball, and I've done just about everything in the food industry. I have helped hundreds of packaged food business entrepreneurs, and now I want to help you make your delicious dream a reality. Whether you want to be successful at farmers markets, online, or wholesale onto store shelves, food business success is your secret ingredient. I will show you how to avoid an expensive hobby and instead run a profitable food business. Now let's jump in. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Oh, I am feeling so good. I'm feeling super inspired to come on here. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the podcast is barreling towards 100 episodes. And it just blows my mind. Seriously, like, what is happening? 100 episodes, 100 weeks of me showing up here. So I have been thinking about a lot since the early summer. I've been thinking a lot about what do I want those episodes leading up to 100 to be? And I have been very thoughtful and very purposeful of these last 4 or 5 episodes leading up to 100. So this is episode 99, and I am calling it 3 minutes of possibility. And really 99 and 100 are going to tie together really closely. But for this episode, I'm so excited. I've been thinking so much about my clients and myself. And when I think about what's possible for me and you, it just fires me up. And I think about almost 2 years ago that this podcast wasn't a thing. And now it's 100 episodes in. And it just is so crazy to me. And I think about you who are starting businesses and my clients. We just, yesterday, I had some clients in town, and Chris and Toby, and we had been working on their barbecue sauce and getting everything lined up and working with my amazing CPG VIP team with Christopher and Anna and David. And we did all of their branding work and copywriting and the website, and we're putting it all together. And like the amazingness of actually having a product. So they went yesterday to one of my co-packers, and they made the sauce, and then we all dropped it off at the place for fulfillment. And then we went out to dinner, and it's like, it's a real thing now. What was just an idea in these two brothers' brains that was like, what if we did this? Maybe. Could we? It's now a real thing. It exists in the world, and Blazing Arrow Sauces is a real thing. It's out in the world, and it's just so cool. It's the best part of my job when we have those moments of going from what seemed impossible and what was not real to now it is a possibility. It's more than a possibility now. It's a real thing. It crossed the threshold from impossible to real, to being here now. So with that introduction, I want to step back a little bit and talk about possibility and how I think this really ties into you as you are thinking about, maybe I could, what if? Or you've launched your product and now you're like, could I get to the next level? What is the next level for me, right? Here's the thing. Most of us, all of us, honestly, are creating from our past. This is our usual way of doing things. Society, our family, our friends, our circle, our community around us gives us a multiple choice option of our lives. And it's pretty confining if you think about it. It's this profession or that profession. You know, get married, go to this school, have these kids. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it is a multiple choice option. And really, this, I think, gets really cemented in more in our 20s. You know, when you think about kids, they're always future focused. They're always looking ahead. And teenagers and early, you know, early adults, as they're thinking ahead, like graduating high school, and then if they go to college and finding a relationship and starting a family and getting that house, right? They're always thinking future, future, future. And there's a lot of dreaming and thinking about what's possible. And then somewhere in our 20s or 30s, we kind of settle into what is. And we stop dreaming. And we're just going through the motions. We're trying to keep things easy and status quo. And maybe you're working on a promotion or some, you know, having another kid or something. But really, we're trying to stay pretty safe. And so when we create from our past, we're just getting the same thing over and over and over again. Your life becomes very predictable. And honestly, your brain wants it that way. There is something called the motivational triad, and I've talked about this in our productivity boot camp as a way understanding what's going on in our brains to overcome not being productive, to overcome procrastination and things. But understanding that our part of our brain, our lower part of our brain, we have two brains, and our lower part what is motivated by pleasure, wants to avoid pain, and wants to exert the least amount of energy possible. So when we have a predictable life and we're creating from our past what we know, then it's very safe, right? And our brains are very happy. But there is this part of us as human beings, there's also this part of us that wants to have more meaning, more fulfillment between the days when we are born and those days in between before we die. It's the difference between multiple choice versus a blank piece of paper that we get to dream and desire and go into our imagination and just free write. And so we're kind of in conflict with ourselves, right? We have this part of our brain that says, don't do anything. This is great. We know what to expect. We think we know what's going to happen tomorrow and the day after and the day after, and we can just stay on the status quo and it feels very safe. And then there's the higher level, your prefrontal cortex, that is like, but there's more to this. There has to be more. I don't feel like I'm doing and contributing and having impact in the world when we're staying really safe. And I know this very personally. This was me in my 30s. I just wanted to stay safe. I just wanted it to be predictable. And then right before my 40th, I decided to take a running leap off the cliff and figure out how to build the parachute in the air, which is ironic because if you follow me on Sarah Kimball Coaching, you will see that I recently jumped out of an airplane, which I can relate to because that's exactly how it felt at 39 and a half when I went and jumped out of a metaphorical airplane to create more meaning, to figure out what is it that I am meant to do on this planet? Where can I contribute? How can I evolve? And so I think it's very normal for you to maybe have those whispers. And for you, because you're here listening to this podcast, I'm going to just assume that you have whispers of wanting to be an entrepreneur, of wanting to be a founder, a CEO, own your own business, to grow that business into something bigger that contributes, that gives back, that makes people's lives better, more delicious. They can, you know, eat gluten-free or, you know, different kind of ailments or allergies, or they can just live a more delicious life. I know this about you because I work with you every day. So we have these competing desires, and most people just live their life on autopilot, and they suppress those desires and they push them down and they say, no, that's going to be way too hard. That feels really unsafe. It's too big of a risk. I don't want to do that. And so they push it down and they push it down and they live a life that at the end, if you'll notice, 2 weeks ago episode, how to use regret, right? It's the people who have not pursued these inner desires, those whisperings of what's possible, that end up at the end of their life regretting, wishing they had tried. And I don't want that for you. So we're going to talk about a strategy that I am using in my life right now to create an even bigger world for myself. And I'm using it with my clients to help them get bigger and dream bigger and think about what is impossible, what feels impossible now, and open it up to, is this a possibility? It is so scary to think about doing something you have never done before. And you have never started a business. You have never created a packaged food business. But do you want to live a life where you just create what you've always done? Or do you want to live a life that something like that is possible for you? And it is actually more about the journey of who you will become in the process of creating that. And that is where the reward is. You think that if you just got dropped into, I'm a successful business owner and I quit my job, and you just like overnight got dropped into it, that you would be happy. But it's actually the journey, the evolution, the changes, the change in personality and who you have to become that person that makes it so delicious on the other side. And I speak from experience. So I looked up in the dictionary. I wanted to just kind of ground myself in those words, right? Impossible, possible, possibility. So when we think about impossible, right? It's not able to be done. It says possible is able. It's within the power or capacity of someone. There is potential, but it is not certain. It is not inevitable. And I love that. I love thinking about all the things in our lives that were once impossible. And you don't have to go back very far to find things that we are surrounded by that were once not possible. Light, electricity, running water, computers, microphones. I mean, I'm just looking around my office thinking of all of these things that were not things that long ago. We can live in comfort, and in fact, sometimes those comforts are what derail us from going after something bigger. But that we are just surrounded by things that at one time were not even blips on a radar. Can you imagine? Like, we don't even have to go to like cave times, right? Let's just take it back to like the 1950s. And people have cars, but they have no idea what internet is. I was actually watching, I've been watching Stranger Things, the latest season. And I know they did it on purpose. So it was very fun. But this girl was helping them out with like tracing the IP address on this archaic, old computer that I remember seeing in my youth. I mean, I am a child of the 80s, so I really relate to it. But she's like, she says something about the internet, and the guys are like, what's that? And she's like, oh, it's only something that's going to change the world. And it's like, at that point, most people had no idea what the internet was. And you go back, a decade before that, and we really had no idea. There was no such thing as the internet. And it wasn't until 47 years ago, because in 1974 was when women were finally given the right to open a credit card separate from her husband. What? I mean, I could not even have a business on my own. You, many of you are women listening, could not even do, even think about starting a business without having a man involved. Like what we are doing today on the internet and all of the things that are possible with a business were impossible not that long ago. So why can't it be possible for you to have your amazing future? First, we have to actually dream it up. We have to spend time in our imagination. There are so many people who make something delicious in their home kitchen and they have no desire, zero, zero desire to start a business. I promise you. I think about some of my clients like Brian with Barfly Salsa. There are so many people who make salsa, 100%. Way more people who make salsa and have no desire to start a business. And yet he did. Until one afternoon, he and his wife are at a brewery and start talking about his salsa. And they start thinking about what if, the possibility. I wonder if I could. Wouldn't that be awesome? He dared to think about it. And it kind of tickled his brain. And the desire became something that he wanted to entertain. And he thought about it. And it became a possibility. There was potential there. And it wasn't until he actually had a product that it became a real thing. It was just a possibility until that moment. And there is no 100% certainty. And now he's working on a new possibility, right? Of like being a bigger business and growing it. But he created that possibility of actually having the product, which is, of course, the first step. And then the word possibility is a thing that may happen. It is the state of being likely or possible. Unspecified quantities of a promising nature. I love that one. There's potential there. And I think that's the point of looking at those definitions, right? All these amazing things in our lives, all of, you know, Chanel with her amazing gluten-free biscuits. Like, where did that come from? That came from her imagination. It came from her thinking, I wonder if that's possible that I could create something as delicious or more delicious than a regular gluten-filled biscuit that my husband who has celiac and now I have celiac, I found out I have celiac, that I could create something that I could love and share with others. So cool. I think about other clients of mine who've created the impossible. Sarah, who you just heard from last week with Third Bird Collective. You know, she was a teacher. Her whole life, she thought, I am a teacher, right? Her whole career, working life. I'm a mom. I am a teacher. That is what I do. And then she got this little inkling, a little nudge. Said, let's make some kombucha. It's the pandemic. I need a little distraction. I need something I can focus on and take my mind off of things. And 2 years later, this is her business. She quit her teaching job. Do you think she ever thought that was possible 2 years ago? No. And part of the problem is that we think we have to know the how up front. No, I'm only going to do that if I know exactly how it's going to go. There is no way we can create the impossible and know the how. If we know the how, it's because we've already done it. Does that make sense? Like, you already know how to drive a car and get to the store. You know how, so you're confident. But if you want to get to somewhere you've never been, in a way you've never gone, in a vehicle you've never been in before, you're going to have to invent and create the how. That's one of the reasons why I purposely love challenging my brain in kind of everyday mundane situations. Like, all right, let me try a scooter, or let me jump out of an airplane. Like, it forces me to be creative and problem solve, and to know that I can figure it out. Let's do that in smaller ways, and that helps us in bigger ways. So I love that. I love thinking about my clients who, April and Earl with Better Than Provisions, who, you know, just trying out this keto granola and what if, and Ryan with Pup and the Pepper Hot Sauce, and Jessica with Fireworks Butter, and Teresa and Kristen with Flower Company, and Andrea with Well-Fed Snacks. Like, she just wanted to create the most amazing fruit gummy snacks that her daughter could enjoy, that didn't have all the junk in them and didn't stick to her braces. I love that. Right? She was willing to say, is this possible? Is there potential here? I'm willing to keep doing the next step, the next thing I know how. And I am just going to take a minute to point out that they did the smartest thing you can do when you've never done something before. Part of their how was finding somebody who does know how. I have done it before, so I do know the how, right? And that's why finding our who is often one of the steps in creating our how. But first, before we ever get to that, we have to live into the possibility. We have to be willing to create our future in our minds. Remember as kids when we would just sit in our imagination for hours, right? Sticks became swords and all of these creative things. You know, we could sit and draw and create all these things with markers and crayons, and these were coming out of our imagination. And then as adults, we feel like we have to tamper that down, that we can't live there. It's not realistic, right? People don't do that. People don't quit their jobs as a teacher. You have a master's degree. What are you doing? That is not realistic. But Sarah had a dream, and she was living in her imagination. So wherever you are at in your desire, I love this quote. I can't remember who said it, but desire is the roadmap of your destiny. If we listen to them, they are your personal roadmap to finding fulfillment. It's that little inner voice saying, hey, pay attention to this. But so many of us stuff those desires down. But maybe this is just a little whisper, that maybe, what if, or maybe you're getting more serious and you've started the process and it's becoming a real thing. Or maybe you've already launched and now you want to take your business to the next level. That what if? What if this could become my full-time job? What if I could grow this thing into a big business? My invitation to you on this podcast today is to become a possibilitist, to open your mind and consider all the options available, and maybe some that aren't so readily available, but that you are open to inspiration and making connections and just really living into possibility. Your world will get bigger and more magical when you open up to whole new ways of seeing something. Question everything. And don't make it mean that because the possibility exists that you have to do it. You don't have to change anything. I'm just inviting you to get curious. What else is possible for me? How else could we look at that? How else could we solve that problem? There's so many different ways to look at things, and yet we tend to stay in our little how we've always done it bubble, that multiple choice that we were given in our youth. So here is the strategy of going from impossibility. So we at least have the desire, right? If we're not even aware of it, it's not even going to come into our mind, right? Like, there are plenty of things I could be like, hey, it's possible for you to become a Buddhist monk. It is possible, but it's not in your desire. most likely, right? So first we pay attention to our desires and we listen to those voices. And then we're going to say that's impossible. And then to move from impossibility to possibility, here is the trick. Here's the key. We have to live in our future. We have to make decisions from our future. We need to spend time in our minds in the future. And this might sound a little bizarre, a little crazy if you've never heard of this concept before. I love Joe Dispenza. He has some great books. One is called Becoming Supernatural. And I can't think of the other, something about breaking the habit of you. And basically like creating a new personality to achieve what you want in your life. And they're great books. He's got a lot of great YouTube stuff. Highly, highly recommend. He's on a lot of podcasts. He calls it remembering your future. Because here's the wild part. When we close our eyes and we think about a past event, we are just, it's an imagination. We are reimagining it in our brains. And in fact, we're reimagining it different than how it actually happened, because we add all of these layers of judgment and what we make it mean, and we're only looking at it from our own perspective. And so it's actually a false memory. Like, there are no true factual memories. But in any case, we are imagining that in our mind, right? We're playing it out and it feels very real. We can do the same with our future, and our brain does not know the difference. And here's the thing, when you start living in your future, your brain goes to work and says, how do I solve for that? This is what we're doing, right? We're living, this is our future. How do I create this? And we start the process, we start taking the steps and putting ourselves out there and taking the actions to create that future. I'm serious, you guys. This is the most powerful thing you can do. Before you start taking any action, you have to create what's possible. And I want you to go bigger than you think is possible. So when you think about what your dream is and you think about what's possible, some of you might need to go a little bit bigger, right? And some of you might need to dial it back. But most of the time, I see people need to go bigger.
You know, I love a good farmer's market, and they are an incredible amount of time and energy and money, and you don't want to just hope that you're profitable. Instead, I want you to go through this exercise, this free market planning tool, this checklist that Danny and I created as part of the Uplevel workshop. We are giving this to you for free. You just need to go to foodbizsuccess.com/market plan, and you can download part of the worksheet that we gave in the workshop. It'll take you through the full exercise around planning for profitability and making sure you understand what your break-even point is. It's so important that you go into farmers markets with a plan, that you understand what it's going to take for you to be profitable, and then we can solve for that problem. Or you may decide that that market's not the right market for you. Either way, you'll be making decisions like a CEO. Go grab that free market plan checklist at foodbizsuccess.com/market plan.
There is no magical leap that just like one second you're here in your life and like some entity just picks you up and plops you down in that business, right? There is nothing that happens. That is not what happens ever. As I said before, it is the process of what you have to go through, the figuring it out phases that are actually so fulfilling. That is the fulfilling part. When we are starting to live into our future, the person we have to become to be the CEO, to be the entrepreneur, to be the food business owner, We have to start being that person in our mind, making decisions. What would she do? How would she make decisions? Sarah was imagining this future possibility of a business where she could quit her teaching job and have this be her full-time job. And she wants to change the way we work. She has to make decisions from that future place, right? Where she made decisions about taking over a lease and having her own manufacturing. And then she made decisions about hiring me and working with me as a coach so that we could get her to the next place. And now she's thinking ahead into the next year and saying, what's possible for my little kombucha business? And she has to start making decisions now from that future place. So we have to give airtime to this possibility, to our future. And we spend almost all of our time in the past. We either want to just keep our present super safe and super comfortable, or we're thinking about our past, what we would like to change about our past most of the time, right? It's usually not very positive. Or we wish we could just go back and be that person that we were in the past. But here's the beauty of it. You get the opportunity to be whatever you want in the future. Dan Sullivan says the future, your future, is your property. Claim it, own it. The people who do great things, who you look up to, are looking ahead at their future. That is how they got there. Again, there was nothing magical about one day they were, you know, wherever they were at, and then they became that person that you so admire. They had to go through the work and they had to believe in their future and in their possibility. And I think so many of us are scared to do that. I know I feel that way now sometimes even. I am more that way. I feel really good about leaning into the future of the possibility of my business. And I have really big dreams. I get scared. My fear comes up of dreaming about possibility around a relationship. Because what if it never happens? What if I spend all this emotional investment? Because it is an emotional investment, right? When you think about your future and you get excited and there's hope and there's possibility and there's potential and you start buzzing a little and you're like, oh, I want to do this. I'm excited. And I think, what if I spend all this time thinking about my future and wanting to have a partner in a relationship and then it never happens? I'll be so disappointed. And am I willing to be disappointed? Am I willing to risk discomfort in order for the possibility of achieving the outcome that I want? But at least I did a worthy fail. I tried. Most of us just fail ahead of time. But if I try and I put myself out there and I do the work required, and I fail, then I risk potentially feeling disappointment. And that stinks. I don't like disappointment any more than you do. It feels terrible. But I can handle disappointment. I'm willing to possibly feel disappointment, but I might actually get the thing. But in any case, I think that's why we get scared. We're like, I don't want to go there. I don't even want to think about the future and what's possible. And we really shut that part down because of disappointments, because of things outside. Sure, there's circumstances in the world absolutely happening to us outside. And so we tamper everything down and we think, I'm just going to stay small. I'm going to stay safe. And I'm not going to risk big emotions. But the joy and the big, cool stuff is on the other side. It's the willingness to get into the future, the possibility. If you can imagine it, you have the tools to create it. It is possible. And even if you don't, what is the worst that could happen? You evolve, you become a better human, you push yourself to new heights and new stretch yourself. and you overcome obstacles and you learn how to be a problem-solving machine and to become more productive and to manage people and manage yourself, you become a better human in the process. And so even if it doesn't come to be, because it's a possibility, it's not a for sure, even if that happened, you will be a better person on the other side. And you will take that into your next version of yourself of like, who do I want to be? And how do I want to contribute? What kind of impact do I want to have? That was a lot of buildup, I know, to this very simple strategy. I want you to commit to believing in a future possibility. You may not be able to believe yet in that future possibility, but can you commit to believing? So you're going to commit to the process of building up your belief. And the way I want you to do this is to spend 3 minutes every day in possibility. I have been doing this for the last 3 months or so. I took a course that just ended called the Reinvention Experience. And that was one of the things she said is like living in possibility, giving it some airtime every day. Most of us live in impossibility. We're thinking about other things. We have like 60,000 thoughts going on in our brain, and most of them are not about our future and about living a bigger, better life. They're about mundane things, and they're about the past and wishing we'd done something different and what if and our insecurities. So out of the 1,440 minutes in your day, I just Googled that, can you commit to 3 minutes of just sitting still and thinking about your future and living into your possibility? I want you to get really dive into your senses, right? Get very visceral about it. I want you to imagine yourself a year from now in your business. We'll just take your business as an example, right? Like that you have quit your job, or you are doing farmers markets, or you are on Amazon selling your product, or you're in grocery stores, whatever it is, just sit in that possibility and tap into your senses. What are you wearing? What are you doing? What's around you? What are the smells? What is the taste? What's the light like? What are you feeling? Tap into the emotional experience of that future you. And I literally want you to set a timer for 3 minutes. And I just want you to play with it. Try to make, you know, build on it every day and say, what could I add to that? And as your knowledge grows, you'll have more to add to it. And that's okay if you don't know exactly, but you can guess. And that's not the point. The point is just like to have something to look ahead towards, to tap into that future you. What is she or he doing with her day? Pick a date somewhere in the future. This is actually pretty vulnerable, and part of me is like, I don't know if I'm actually going to keep it in, but I'm going to say it here. Every day, I am leaning into the possibility of first this statement, I am the future of coaching in the food industry. And that lights me up. That gets me excited. That gets me determined. And I'm willing to do hard things for that. So first of all, what is a future statement? What are you the future of? Are you the future of people being able to enjoy the most amazing ice cream like Brian with Magic Chonk when you have all these allergies, but you can still have the most amazing desserts and not feel excluded and be part of the group, just like your friends are enjoying the most amazing ice cream. I am the future of, for Sarah, it's around changing the way work happens and the way we come together in our work collective. I love it. You have to find something that's like really like it kind of fires up your chest or your stomach. Like you're like, yes. So first I lean into that statement. And then I have a big goal of creating $4 million in my business total over 5 years. So by 2025, on my 50th birthday, which is wild, Future Sari has created $4 million serving entrepreneurs in the food industry, helping them to create businesses that they love and having so much fun doing it. Fun is non-negotiable in this goal. What? $4 million? It freaks me out and it feels absolutely impossible. And yet I'm willing to spend time in that. And I have this vision of taking the summer and renting a chateau in Provence, France for the entire summer. And my birthday is in August and the lavender season starts in June. And I have this really sensual vision using all of my senses of what that looks like. And I've looked at photos and I've listened to stories and I've read things, right? Because I'm trying to make it even more intense. But it is real to me. I can hear the crunch of the gravel underneath my feet. I can smell the lavender and feel it in my fingers. I can taste the wine, right? The rosé wine that I love on my tongue. I can feel the breeze on my skin. It's like I can see who's there, right? And it's amazing. And I spend 3 minutes just indulging in that future self and all of the work and all of the hard things and the fun that I have along the way of becoming that person. So I'm heading towards my 47th birthday in just about 4 weeks when this episode comes out. So I have 3 years and I love it. I'm spending time in possibility. And then I start making my decisions daily on that person. Who do I have to be the Sari who creates a $4 million business? She's making different decisions. She's taking different actions than I would do as somebody who doesn't have that possibility, that future. So I'm claiming right here, right now on the podcast. It's very scary for me to say that out loud to you, but I am claiming it because it is becoming more real. The more I claim it, the more I say, yes, this is what is possible. This is what is happening. And I'm going to take all the actions and feel all the feelings and do all the things. And I want that for you. What is your future? What is your property? What is your possibility? Most people never do this. And you're different because you're listening to this. You are considering, maybe you have at least a small desire. So please commit 3 minutes of your day every day to living in possibility. That's it. That's all you need to do to start this process. It adds up, I promise you. And then you'll find yourself just during the day living there more and more and more. But you have to start somewhere. All right, my friends, if you would like more help with this, I offer one-on-one coaching. I have the amazing Food Business Success Program, and big changes are coming next week. I'm so excited to share them with you. I want to help you with the how and make your journey more fun, make it easier, less confusing, less overwhelming, and spend less money, wasting money and wasting time. I want to help you with all of that. To start, let's just start in possibility. Let me know how it goes. And until next time, have an amazing, impossible, what's possible for you week. Are you ready to start that delicious idea that you make in your home kitchen or grow your existing packaged food business and take it to the next level? The most successful food business entrepreneurs have support, guidance, focus, and accountability to help them make it happen quickly without wasting time or money. Plus, I think starting your packaged food business should actually be fun. Food business success is your secret ingredient to creating your food business dream. Please don't go this alone. Check out the private free Food Business Success Facebook group to connect with other foodpreneurs, get your questions answered quickly, share your wins, and receive special training and tools I only share inside the private community. Just search for Food Business Success on Facebook or get the link in the show notes. Curious about how Food Business Success can help you? Head over to foodbizsuccess.com and fill out the application to see if you're a great fit for the program. Together, let's make your food business dream a reality.